be like the little guy that the Lord spoke to him and said, I'm going to come to your house for dinner tonight. He heard that. Man, he said, God's coming. Jesus is coming by my house. He goes out. He wasn't rich, but he had a little bit of money. So he goes out and buys stuff. I mean, he brings it back and fixes this dinner. I mean, he's got it all ready and everything. And he said, now, Lord, I'm ready for you to visit. And I knock on the door. He said, that's the Lord. He run up, it's a little old woman that didn't have enough clothes or nothing else, and it was cold outside. And she said, sir, I'm so hungry, and I need a Coke. Can you help me? And he thought, good grief, if I bring her in, feed her, I might miss the Lord. So, okay. So he brings her in, sets her down at the table, has let her eat some of the stuff, and then he gives her a nice coat and kind of shoves her out the door. And then a little while later, the knock, he said, that's the Lord. And another little man was there. He was poor. He needed something to eat. And he needed some clothes. He thought, oh, good grief. So he said, okay. So he brought him in and fed him part of the rest of the food that was there. And gave him a coat and shoved him out the door. And then another little while later, another knock on the door. And he said, okay, this has got to be the Lord. He said, Lord, I don't have much food left, but I got enough for you. And so the went to the door, and it was a little child. And this little child was hungry and needed a coat. Okay. So he brought him in, eat the rest of the food, give him his last coat, and he left. And he went down and he said, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I don't have nothing left. Nothing. So he said, I know you said you were coming. But he said, Lord, I've given away everything. And the Lord said, I know. I came as all three of those people. I sat down with you. And you fed me. And you give me clothes. He said, I came three times to your house. And you welcomed me in all three times. That's the way God does it. You'll probably never see the King of Kings in His glory walk up to your door and say, I need something to eat. But He'll send someone else that does. He'll send it to you in so many ways. And sometimes we'll be just like that guy. We'll argue about giving it to him. But he's there, isn't he? So after all, then I realized that this pleasure is from the hand of God. When you work, even this ability is from Him. You couldn't even clean your house, Deborah, without God, can you? No. You can't even take a breath without the King. So see, we forget that, don't we? That even this pleasure of doing my work, then I realize that this pleasure is from the hand of God. For who can eat or enjoy anything apart from Him? You want to really enjoy what you do? You sit down and bless your food and water and realize that God is sitting there at that table with you. Then you can have a blessed meal. You can, when you work, when you do it as unto the Lord, you don't do anything flippantly. Everything you do, I mean, you do it as unto the Lord. And when you do, He's there with you and He blesses you. Don't forget to do everything as unto the Lord. Now, God gives wisdom. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. How would you like to have wisdom, knowledge, and joy? Well, what do you got to do to get it? Please God. If you please God, how do you please the King? Obey Him. Read His Word and do what He says. Right, Kim? And that pleases the King. And if we please Him, then He says He gives you wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. So, if you don't please Him, let's see what it says. But, if, you know, oh, how many times have I seen that but and if in a sentence? And I know there's a problem, right? Every time I see, but if He has something for you and me. But if a sinner becomes wealthy. Oh, is it possible for a sinner to become wealthy? Sure. But look what he says. If a sinner becomes wealthy, God, who? God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please Him. Now, isn't that amazing? So here you go out and you work, and you don't put God first. You don't please Him. You do your own thing. And you get to be 50 years old or 60. And you have accumulated a mass empire. You are wealthy. Then you can sit back and kick your feet up and say, oh, look at them fools out there that went to church. I mean, I was working on Sunday when they was out there going to church. And look at them. They don't have the money I got. They don't have the house I got. Look what I got. And look at the money I got in the bank. Them bunch of fools. And all of a sudden, something happens. And the whole man's whole world starts going sour. He starts getting sick. Or his wife gets sick. Or his children get sick. Or a tornado comes and blows his house away. And can a man be wealthy one day and be totally stone broke the next? Yes, you can. Millions in the stock market. And all of a sudden, this happened. Back in the 30s, people that had millions lost everything and jumped out of windows and killed themselves. How stupid. It was only paper. It was only money. Don't build your world around money. Because if you do, you can very easily lose it. You know that? So guess what God says? But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please Him. Will He do that for you? Sure He will. He sure will. Even this, however, is meaningless. Like chasing the wind. So even if you have a lot of money, even that's meaningless. What are you going to do with it? You're going to spend it. And how would you like for God to give you all of your wants? If you obey Him and everything you needed and even everything you wanted, God give it to you. What is it? It's still meaningless. One day, you're going to die. And you're going to leave it all here, aren't you? So if you build that empire, you got the big houses, the big cars, the jet airplanes, the Rolls Royces, everything, one day, it's going to all be meaningless, isn't it? But if you're a Christian and God give you all, can you enjoy it while you're here? Of course you can. Ain't nothing wrong with having money. If you please God, He promises to bless you where you can enjoy the works of your hands. And how many of you like to go home at night and have a nice house that either the rents or the payments are paid up or something, that you're under no kind of bondage, that you go and you sleep in that nice house, you go to the refrigerator, or you want to go out to eat tonight, you don't have to sweat it. You can take your wife out to dinner. Isn't that a nice place to live? I love living there, don't you? You know, I love being able to go out and have a bite to eat. Now, I'm still not to the point where I can go out. I mean, there was a lady. I'll see Jesse up here on the front. He knows this lady I'm talking about. Here a while back, she came here to the healing school, and she got him. She stayed in a big hotel downtown. He was driving the limo or whatever, and she had him bring her out here. And then she said, I want you to be here when I get ready to go, so I'll just pay your salary. You just come in and listen. And so he said, ma'am, that'll cost you a lot of money. She said, money is no object. Just come in and sit down. And so he did. And he's been coming back ever since. But that night, after we left here, they took us down to the hotel, and she said, I'm going to take your whole team out for dinner. All of us. The whole team on a healing school. And we went down there, and when they handed me the menu at this place, I looked at it, and she said, just order whatever you want. I'm picking up the bill. I told her, I said, well, it's a good thing you're picking up the bill, because if you wasn't, I'd leave now. I am not going to spend $35 to $50 for the main course nowhere. I mean, I just can't do that. I just can't waste money like that. I don't care if I had it, I couldn't take people and take you out and spend that kind of money. I'm just not there. I had whole lot rather take you out somewhere. I took the whole ministry team out the other day, 12 of us, up to Mama's Cafe there in Justin, and everybody ate what they wanted, and it cost me under $100 for all of them. Praise the Lord. And everybody had something good to eat, didn't they? Yes, we all got full, stuffed full, had to roll us out of the place. You know, we had all had plenty. Did you get plenty to eat, Sharon? Yeah, you did. Tashiana, you got plenty to eat too. Everybody got plenty to eat. I got plenty to eat. And the bill was not bad. You know, it was under $100 for 12 of us. So that's the kind of the way. That's including the tip too. I gave her a nice tip, and that was even still under $100 for the whole thing. I gave her a pretty nice tip too. So that's what I say. If I go somewhere and tuck them out and the bill was $1,000 and I had to give a $100 tip on top of that or $200 tip, I thought, whoa. You know, that's okay. Let's this next section in chapter 3, it says a time for everything. Now then, I'm not going to read all that, but I want you to know that it starts out saying there is a time for everything. A season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. I'm just going to elaborate just a little bit on that. And then we'll go on past that because I'm not going to read that. But my dad, although he didn't have any education, third grade education, he was raised up on a farm. But my dad knew exactly when to plant things that grew on top of the ground and when to plant things that grew under the ground. And he would always tell me it's according to the moon. You know, at the dark of the moon or the light of the moon. And, of course, unfortunately, I don't remember all those things. But my dad and mother always had the greatest garden that there ever was. And I'm telling you, my dad knew exactly what time to plant everything. And if it was potatoes, I said, Dad, you said we're going to plant potatoes. He said, no, son, we can't do that for 3 more days. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the moon's wrong. We can't do that right now. We got to plant things that are under the ground at this time. Well, okay, I mean, I didn't know. But we planted exactly like he said. In fact, one day he told me. He said, I said, Dad, that's a bunch of nonsense. You know, when I got to be about 15, you know, I knew everything when I was 15. You know, some of y'all was right there with me, though. So, you know, I don't feel like I'm in, you know, strange country. Some of us, when we were 15, we knew everything. And if you wanted to know, just ask us. We'd tell you. You know, Dad don't know nothing. So anyway, you know, we was going to plant. And I said, oh, Dad, that's nonsense. I said, let's go. He said, I'll tell you what to do. You go out and plant a row of potatoes today. Okay. So I went out there and planted a row of potatoes. He said, okay, now we'll plant the rest of them 3 days from now.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.